your co-host. This is Live Cope, LLC. We are a self-help podcast located here out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Instagram, on Facebook under Live Cope, LLC. And of course, you can always go to our website, livecopeapp.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to not only have on your phone, but your desktop too. And it will save you from those horrible spell check horror stories. So go to livecopeapp.com and you will see a link there to download Grammarly for your desktop, or you can always go on your phone and download it that way too. So today I wanted to talk about something that I don't know what's going on, if it's just my feed or what, but all over my social media I keep seeing these quote meme posts, whatever you want to call them, and it's like real men do X, Y, and Z, or real men blah 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 blah, right? And I'm seeing them posted not only from females but from other males too. And it's anything from how a man should be in a relationship to what a man should and shouldn't wear to if a man is a good father or not, right? So there's all kinds of items, posts, whatever you want to call them out there, just saying what a man should be, right? And, you know, I find it so incredibly annoying to, one, why do we feel the need to keep telling people what they can and can't be, or what they should or shouldn't be? Male or female, doesn't matter. But I just keep seeing it with males, and it's like, listen, I don't have any children, and if someday I do, and I happen to have a son, like, I don't want my son thinking that he can't cry, because boys don't cry. What? Like, you are a human being with emotions just like anyone else, and we really are still trying to push this agenda of what makes a man, like, haven't we learned enough from generations of men in our families trying to uphold what it is to be a man and failing miserably? Because guess what? You're another human being like me. If I can cry, you can cry too. If I hurt, you hurt too. So all of these posts of what makes a man, or this and that, and it's like, you know, sometimes people will be like, oh, well, if he doesn't have a job, he doesn't make this much, or this and that, that, like, he's not a real man. Listen, listen here. A man is whatever you define that to be a man. Now, we all have individually certain standards and certain prerequisites for the people that we'll date, for the kind of kids we want to raise, all that, right? We have all of these preferences. That's fine. You can have that. But to perpetuate the idea that all men have to be one way, or all men must behave in one certain way, or all men should have a certain figure income, or all men can't do this or can't do that. And it's like, but why not? Why can't a boy cry? Why can't a man cry? Why can't a man lose his composure in public? Like, why can't a person be allowed to be a person? Why does gender have anything to do with it, right? So we talk about equality. We talk about wanting to be more inclusive and wanting to be accepted, not only, you know, in terms of we're all created equally, no matter what you sexually identify as or what you were born genetically with, you know, but also we want to be inclusive, you know, with race, with social economic classes and all that. But yet, we have this backwards thinking of, hey, a man is still supposed to be X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no, that's the worst thing that we can continue to do, is pushing that agenda of you're weak, you know, and you're not a real man if you depend on your woman, or if you can emotionally open up to your woman, or if you can, if you're a male that allows yourself to be sensitive in front of others. Like, can we stop? Can we really please stop? Because honestly, a man is what you define it. You're going to have older generations that are going to feel like if a man's not getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to work and working 40 plus hours and this and that, some people believe that. That's okay. Let them. But these new generations, man, these new generations, it really shocks me. All these posts. And I see it by women a lot. And that is very concerning to me because as women, we should preach equality for all, right? Just like we want to be equal to men, men should be allowed to be sensitive and emotional and all of those things that we as women, we are allowed to be. Now, given some people will utilize that against us women, but again, a human being is just being a human being. Emotion is the most natural thing a person can do. When we're talking about socioeconomic levels and, you know, if your woman makes more than you, guess what? We are in 2018 and women are highly educated. So the chances of your woman making more money than you are very high. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. Because a household is not about who makes more than the other. A household is about two people coming together collectively to create a home. Irregardless of whose paycheck has more dollar signs next to it, you know? And so it's really concerning when I see women posting this and women my age. I'm 29 years old and I just feel like as these new generations, they're watching us. We can't do this. We can't do this to them because the day that I have a kid, if that kid happens to be a boy and a son, I want to be able to raise that kid to just be the best human being it can be. And I don't want my kid to feel like if he doesn't follow in what society's telling him he must do, that somehow he's a failure or he's not man enough. So please, can we stop? Can we stop with the man should be this, man should be that? Amen? Is simply a man because of the genitalia in between his legs, right? By birth. But a man by definition is whatever the hell you want it to be. As long as you can stand proud of what that is, it shouldn't matter. Your definition of it should not matter. Again, you're always going to have the older generations trying to perpetuate their way of thinking, the antiquated way of thinking. But we're in 2018. We gotta let go of that. We absolutely have to let go of that because it's gonna harm these generations that are coming up, these future generations, if we don't do something about it now. So, men, women, can we stop? Can a man just be a man because he believes he's a man? That's it. That's all it should take. Can we take the long list of prerequisites of what it makes you to be a man? You don't have to be the toughest guy. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sensitive. It's okay to not like confrontation. It's okay to be all of these things. Guess what? You are still 100% a man. So my hope and my outcry to you is that we do it different. That we do it different so this new generation of boys doesn't have to grow up with this stigma that if they're sensitive, if they show their humanity, if they show their human side, that somehow they're no longer a boy, they're no longer a man, right? That's not fair. That's not fair that boys get treated that way, that boys aren't allowed to just be like us girls are, right? Simply because of the genitalia in between their legs. A boy can cry. A boy can be a homestay dad. A boy can follow his dreams of being a dancer or being a cheerleader. None of those things are wrong. None of those things make you any less of a man. Depending on what year you were born, you might completely disagree with me. Depending on your stance in life, you might think that I am crazy. But I am telling you this, as a woman that came to this country at 10 years old from a country that is very male-driven, as a woman that has seen firsthand what it's done to her father, what it's done to her brother, like, I see the damage of telling boys to harden up. I firsthand grew up the damage of telling someone they couldn't show their emotions. So as someone that lived it, I don't want my future child to have to go through that. And I don't want to continue seeing this generation of man afraid to show their emotions and feelings because of what society has told them. is right or wrong or what makes a man or doesn't make a man. So, please, next time that you're going to say those words, next time that you're going to say, that's not a man, rethink it. Think about it being your little brother. Think about it being your partner. Think about it being your son. And think it, if someone told you that, if it would be fair. Because it's not. So, just that little tidbit. Think about it next time that you feel that strong feeling to say that. Because boys deserve to cry too. Men can be emotional and it can be totally okay and acceptable. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You're simply a human being that's allowing emotion to flow through. And that's okay. Guys, this is all I have for you today. Like I said, I've just been seeing this on social media and it was really bothering me. Because you define what you are. No one can define that for you. No one. Doesn't matter if you're a man, if you're a woman. Doesn't matter what you identify as. As long as you can stand proudly at the end of the day and say, this is who I am, that's more important. Being a good human being is more important than being a good woman or being a good man. Just be human. That's what we're lacking in this world nowadays. Being human. And I think that's why we are where we are. Because we have lost our humanity. So think about it next time that you're going to say something like that to someone. Because you don't know how that lingers on someone. And you don't know the damage that you could be doing to someone by saying those awful words. Guys, this is Nancy Perez, your co-host for Life Cope LLC. You can find me on Instagram under nancypants_89. And you can catch me Monday through Friday on 98.5 or on Blazing FM 985FM.com. Monday through Friday, 8 to 12, the morning boombox. And of course, I will have a new episode for you next Tuesday. If you have any questions or concerns or any feedback, I'd love to hear back. Write to us on Instagram or Facebook, LifeCope LLC. And of course, you can always check out our website, livecopeapp.com. That's going to be all for me, guys. I hope you're happy, you're well, and you're healthy. I'll catch you next time. See ya.